I agree. All right. Land. We're going to do it.
All right.
Okay. We're going to do it.
There it is.
We made it. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sadie Miller.
And we're just discussing the setup. I actually think I like it more than the chair. So I feel like we can like look at each other.
Yeah.
The microphone. Yeah, I feel like we have more room to roam.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we'll see how we like our arms up like this, because that's how mine's been this whole time. So by the time we watch this back, we'll be like, oh, is this good? Or is it
feels relaxed?
Feels relaxed. Yeah, I'm into it.
I feel like.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I've got to make sure something's arm doesn't fall off.
Because I keep really bumping into it.
Just bumping.
I think we should maybe scoot this side table onto your side.
We can do that. I just
the leg right in the middle.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And so that's why I'm taking out that I'm bigger than you.
But
so
what I can do is I can lift up
and put it in there.
Right.
We should do that.
That sounds you should do.
But I do like that this table is.
It comes over.
Should we put this
table? I feel like it's table.
I like it.
I guess it matches the floor.
Yeah, I like it. Why?
Yeah, it's at this table for so long since the office.
Yeah.
Yes, it's fine.
It doesn't seem that long, but that probably was a long
time ago. Isn't it weird how time works?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I was looking at, I hate when pictures come up from, is this 2020? And I'm like, look how great I look.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it now. I hate looking at old pictures now. And which is, the dumbest thing. I was, 2-4 years ago.
But I still, all the pictures on my refrigerator.
Yeah.
I finally found some of you, by the way, which was kind of hard. Also,
you found some of me?
Yeah.
On the refrigerator?
No, I put some of you on the refrigerator. We don't have very many from the cameras, and the ones that we did, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, cameras.
Yeah.
But I found a couple because I was like, I was like, you know what? I don't think Nikki's on here.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucked up. And so
fucked up.
And it's fine.
I only have pictures of you all over
I know.
The house, in every room, in my bedroom.
You print them.
Yeah.
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 And for some reason to me, printing a photo seems like
crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of work. But yeah. Maybe you just seem to print them all the time. That it's not a big deal to you or something. But
I like having pictures.
Yeah. But so I do the digital one. So whatever. Anyways, I found two photos of you and I put it out there, which were great.
Nice.
But there's one of me and you but then I recently, speaking of old pictures, took them all down because I was like, you know what? I look fat now and I don't want to see how skinny
I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Ugh.
I hate this so much.
Look at my fresh face.
Yeah. How young and happy I was.
Yeah.
Back when I was vaping. And it's so easy to justify that. But
no,
where I'm like, look at me being so skinny because I was vaping. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, vaping would.
That would be. It's fine.
It's been funny just because I've been yelling.
Yeah,
I'll just intermittently be like, "I hate it."
Yeah,
they'll be like, "What?" And I'm like, "Just want a cigarette." That's all. And he's like, "Oh, all right."
I kind of fuck with these mints a lot. I've been on the mint. I didn't want to, but now I'm like, "All right, fuck it." The mints, icebreaker, these mints.
Oh yeah, one.
Yeah, have one.
They're this is my new vice.
They're negative 5 calories. I never understood that.
What?
It says
it takes more work for them to process in your body.
I don't know.
Does it say negative 5?
Look at the thing. It's less than or greater than 5 calories. It's how many? 6? What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? Do you see?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, because then it says 30% fewer calories than sugared mints. Calories per piece reduced from 3 to 2.
So,
I don't know.
2 calories per mint? What are we talking here? So just say that.
Yeah, just say what the amount
just
is.
Just say what you mean.
Also, if you're a mint, just shut the fuck up. You don't need to put any calories on.
It's a mint.
We're not going to count that.
Calories, mint.
I'm not counting that.
I don't know.
As long as it's really small, just leave it.
Leave it alone.
It's fine. I feel like, it doesn't count. Do I have to put that in my tracker? Yeah. No, like this.
I'm going to start counting calories after my water cleanse.
Do I have to put again all of the fucking cracker calories that I just ate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those
500 calories worth of crackers. So stupid.
Fucking stupid.
No. Have you been just chewing on these or sucking on them?
Sucking on them.
I like to chew them.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like the lollipops. Go right into the middle of the Tootsie Pop.
Well, here's the thing. You can't chew these
psychopaths
that I got. I got these like healthy, quote unquote, lollipops.
Oh, I could chew it.
No. If they get gummy and they fat, you can't chew them. You have to suck on them, which is good for me because I'm
like,
I need that.
They're fine. Are they sugar-free? Is that what they are?
Yeah. All of these. It's like fruit juice. I don't know what any of that means. Aspartame.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. It's all cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cancer, man.
I'm gonna say before.
Can you hear me chewing?
Barely.
So marginal.
Good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not great.
But it's not bad.
You think this chicken I'm gonna eat when I get home is gonna be good?
Probably. Tyler's an incredible chef.
He's been really crushing it lately with the Mediterranean book he just got.
Really?
Yes, fuck it.
I really like, now that I have all of this time where I'm not vaping, which isn't anything different than normal. I just feel like
that feels like it.
I have so much more time now. I don't.
Yeah.
The same. I'm like, I should be doing it. Just because I feel like I should.
This is like punching you in the back of the row.
Yeah, it fucked you up.
But I don't know how much I like that at the end.
Oh, by the way, if one more person tells me I should like start doing a different kind of nicotine consumption, I'm going to fucking break their neck.
They're like, why don't you sell one of these?
The gums. Why don't you try the gums?
Oh, yeah.
Try the Zins. I'm like,
did you try the pack?
It's the same thing.
I'm like, right, but that puts nicotine in your body,
it's
right?
It's the same.
It's the same.
Okay, then no.
Well,
I'm like, I want to be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you're an idiot. What is that like, people?
It's fine. I don't.
I think a lot of people do the pouches now, too, which I think is
fun. You just said that like a Canadian.
The pouches?
The pouches?
The pouches. Yeah, the fucking Zin.
Yeah.
I wish I could, like, I want to tell these young kids, which is also how I feel like I should tell them, because I want to be like, you don't know what this is going to do when you stop doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Believe me, I didn't. But I've been so gassy for no reason.
It's just like distended looking.
And it hurts. My fat hurts all the time. I'm like, did I gain weight? I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, I have, but like how much? Tell me how much. And I need to know.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, I was dumb because I didn't start until I was older to start smoking like an idiot.
This is weird. Like an idiot.
What is happening with this?
Do you see what's going on?
You know, it's bizarre.
No, hopefully but it better be fucking recording.
Hopefully this records. I think it will. It's just like, it looks like it's recording over the other episode that we did, which is fine. Look that fine.
I still don't
know. I don't know. The voices and shit ain't going up and down.
It is so.
Bye.
See?
Oh, where the red thing is.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking, though.
I'm not a.
So did you get rid of my body candle? Is that what happened over here? And you replaced it with a fuck you candle on your desk?
First of all, that was a vase that had flowers in it. But you're an asshole.
Not a candle.
you asshole.
Oh, my. What'd you get for Christmas, by the way? You didn't even talk about that.
I got a washer and dryer.
That's true.
Nope. I got a bunch of like self-care shit. I got some pajamas. I bought myself this like silk jacket.
Ooh.
Yeah, just a lot of like shit like that. And then Tyler got mostly cookbooks in our washer and dryer.
When did you guys get each other gifts?
Well, we were going to. So I was going to get him a secondary freezer to put it in the garage because he loves meat and he wants to buy half a cow from our friend of ours. Blah, blah, blah. And there was a deal on Costco, of course. For this freezer, and we were gonna buy it and we didn't, we were dumb, and so I still am supposed to buy him this freezer for Christmas,
right?
But at the end of the day I was just gonna have him buy it because I already bought my gift that I wanted, and then we were just gonna end up sending money back and forth to each other. So we just said, fuck it, buy your own gift, but it's from me. And so, yeah.
What did you get?
I got that silk thing.
What kind of honesty? It
it's this beautiful silk like cat. It's beautiful. It's really, really pretty. And it was a little bit too expensive. But then I accidentally, I don't know, on a whim, I think because of the smoking thing, I bought him a gold chain.
Oh, yeah. This was weird. Let's talk about this. Sydney called me and she's like, I'm going to the mall to buy Tyler a gold chain.
I was like, yeah.
All right. And then you asked for my advice on like what store you should go to. I was like, I don't want you like
get a quote and like shop it around.
Shop around.
And she's like, that's a great idea. I'm like, this is perfect.
Common knowledge. This seems like a very obvious choice.
And then I didn't do that.
Then she got me to go. I didn't do any of that.
I just walked directly in and bought one the first place I saw. Because he had this fake one that we got him. I got him this fake one, or maybe he got himself this fake one. We were creating a character.
Yes.
And
that was my question.
We were creating a character, and the character obviously needed like a hairy chest and gold chain. And so we got him that, but he's continued to wear it, and it's actually really like looks good on him.
It's growing on him.
It's really grown on him. It really looks
good. I see him as a gold chain guy and like a pink. For some reason, I could see it with a pinky ring.
I got him a pinky ring already. So he has a pinky ring. And then we also got him this sick ass like 90s like tech gold watch. That's like, it just all goes to you. It looks really cool. And so the other day I had the idea that I should get him a gold chain. That would have been such a great gift. And then I just did it. No, I just went out and then I was like, that was a lot
of money.
Too much. Too much.
Like,
yeah.
Like over $500.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way over $500.
What?
Oh, yeah.
On a gold chain?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
This is gold.
No, I know, but like, for just cut.
I just did it. And then I was like, we could have went on vacation.
Oh, my God.
I could have. All of the things I wanted to buy myself, and I was like, God, it's too much. That's nothing compared to this gold chain.
On it. On a whim. Like, on a whim. Not even for a birthday.
I know. Just, and I was just like,
okay, daddy.
Well,
I'm like fucking sugar daddy.
Now what am I going to do? And he was like, why would you buy this for me? And I was like,
I don't know.
To tell you the truth, what I did. And he's like, thank
you. All right.
And I like it. I don't know. Happy birthday, Christmas, and Valentine's Day, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Happy Valentine's. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that happened.
I can't wait till I have so much money where I can just like buy, do shit like that.
And
it's like Rolex.
I mean, a Rolex would be
tweet on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I got bored.
You know,
I don't want to do that. I want to be like,
that'd be amazing.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the best to ever do it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I really.
Oh,
got me.
Okay, so you know that workout machine that I've been really, really wanting? Speaking of spending a lot of money.
Which one?
Oh, I have just been spending. I think the quitting nicotine has been really making me spend a lot of money. I also bought this bikini on a whim. Very expensive. Not like the gold chain, though, but also too expensive.
How much?
I know. Over $200. Yeah. Like, it's Western themed, and it has chains hanging all over it.
There's a
bit sick, actually.
I gotta see it now.
But anyway, so I've been wanting this workout machine.
What is it?
It's this one specific workout machine that goes like uphill. And there's only one gym in this.
Oh, yeah.
I travel from my house all the way over to this one gym to go use this machine because it's my favorite machine. And so I was like, fuck it. I really want to buy this machine for myself. Well, it was like $3,000.
Yeah.
Buy one. Used.
Yeah. I've been there.
Talked to Tyler about it. He starts finding all these back end places to buy shit, which, by the way, we're going to buy some other shit from these places. But he goes on to Facebook Marketplace and he finds the exact same machine for $300. Yeah.
Does it work?
San Clemente.
Did you get it?
I did get it. I had to swindle my dad into letting me use this whole thing, and we did it within the next day. Got it.
Fuck yeah.
It is a little fucked up.
Sure. Of course.
But
$100.
I know. And I was like, but I'll just have somebody come out and service it.
Yeah.
And then that's still like way less money than $3,000.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, pretty sick.
Have you been using it?
No, not yet.
That's fucking sick.
We went to the rodeo. And
oh, yeah. Shopping.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The
marketplace is a vibe, I must say. I mean, it's sick. I fucking,
right?
This is fucking sick. Where is this from?
It's called something Rebel.
You never
stay a rebel or something.
You never should show me this.
I have a lot of really sick clothes and stuff.
That's really fucking cool. Well, this is like, oh, that's just the top?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what Charlie said. That's why I got it, was because he was like, I mean, most bathing suits are around that much.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I was like, okay.
But like,
yeah, it's pretty.
It's not that bad. It's not great.
You
it's
know?
Called Refuse to Obey.
Especially because you can't obviously go swimming in it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, wow.
Well, I was like, it's a write-off.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
That's fine.
I'm going to take a photo of it.
That is very
true. So, yeah.
I changed everything to my LLC, and now I have two different bank accounts, and now I'm like...
Did you see about the LLC thing I sent you?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
Nope.
be careful. There's something like you're going to have to spend extra money using your LLC if you don't use it in this way or something like that.
Everyone's like, you should buy
this year.
You should go on an S-Corp. And I'm like,
whatever.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
It took me 6 years to get an LLC and they're telling me, no.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck you.
Well, Hannah.
I should just never have done this if that was happening. I should just go back to a personal account, which is fine. I'm fine with that. But I just need to know what to do because I don't. No one told me.
Yeah. Well, on Instagram, I sent you the thing about it.
I haven't been on.
I don't know. It was a long time ago I sent it. So
I have to go back through the archives. By the way, you know what I made for fucking Christmas dinner?
What?
A butter candle.
Fuck is that?
I made it out of butter.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
I was sick. It worked so well. And I was like, this is so impressive. Good for you for doing this. Yeah.
It was so cool. That's really cool.
It was a real showstopper.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is good. I love entertaining.
I made this soup the other day. I should send it to you. It's actually really good. And it was probably the easiest soup I've ever made in my life. You just take a bunch of vegetables and you like roast them for a really long time. So they're nice and like caramelized and like even a little burnty.
Puree them.
And you just puree it and add like a touch of coconut milk.
Oh my God. You know, I did that with like
broccoli. So good. Even Tyler liked it.
If you take broccoli and you like cook it and then you put it in the blender with a little bit of water and garlic and maybe like a little Parmesan cheese, you heat it up. That shit is so good.
Really?
Oh my God. It's unreal. I'm like,
fuck yeah.
It doesn't even need it. It's just broccoli pureed with like a little water. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, why am I not doing this all the time?
Yeah. I got a food processor.
Oh,
don't you love, well, you don't have as much family. Sorry. But like, I love second Christmas because after Christmas, there's second Christmas where everyone goes to put their shit away.
Yeah.
And there's not enough room. And so then the group chat goes off where everyone's like, hey, I don't need this food processor. Do you need this? Or like, hey, I haven't used this in forever and I want to put my new thing away. Does anyone want this? It's fucking sick.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't have that.
So I got a food processor from that process as well as an immersion blender. And I got.
You guys had that?
No. No, we have an. A sous vide and every other thing.
Yeah, of course.
That's weird like that, but normal shit we don't have. So, but now we do.
Now you have
it. That's cool. Yeah. We also got a new cast iron pot.
Boom.
To make bread. So that's sick.
You're making it in a pot?
It's a bread thing, but it's cast iron. So it is also a pot. I have no idea.
Tell me more.
I'm a fan of it. They'll send you all the links once we give you the starter. Are you prepared to take care of this starter, though, if I do give this to you?
I mean, yeah. I don't. Okay. I just need to know what to do with it.
Yeah, you have to, like, feed it. It's like having a tiny child.
But how much?
Huh?
Where do you feed it?
Flour.
How much?
And sugar and shit. I don't know. It's not my baby. It's Tyler's baby. We're giving you
a baby to take care of.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. They'll send you the instructions.
All right, good. As long as they have instructions.
I'm just saying that you need to be prepared.
Oh, no.
Look at how many people have texting you.
We'll just keep.
You have like 30 text messages from 30 different people.
Hey, guys. Sorry for the terrible audio there the first 15 minutes of this podcast, but we're back.
Let's hope it was just 15 minutes. What's up?
What's up? That's disappointing.
All right, here we are.
And if we decide that we're just going to start it here, hi, welcome to Sorry Mom. We just recorded 15 full minutes of this. And
I think it was more than 15 minutes, but yeah.
We started at 4.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah. And I remember being like, man, I hope that looks different. I hope it's not bad. And you're like, yeah, I hope so. It better be recording. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. It wasn't.
Nice.
Spoiler alert. I know why. I guess we've been doing this literally all day, so that makes sense. Since like 12:30. Yeah. I just haven't looked at my phone, but
I don't have any messages.
I know.
I have two messages. My mom called me. Ashley texted me. That's about it, though. But you have like 30 messages from 30 different people.
I'll tell you why. I've been trying to, which I'm so proud of myself, by the way, that I was able to fucking write 15 sketches and coordinate a 4-day shoot.
Nice.
Without nicotine.
Ooh,
that was the first week when I couldn't hold a thought. I was like, I literally didn't have a choice. I was like, you have to do this. You have to do this. You have to figure this out.
Yeah.
So I did. But I'm like, I have the next days on Thursday. It's the last day. And this is a problem. I like ask people. I'm like, hey, are you free? Are you free? Ask everybody. Not a peep. No, nothing. I get zero silence. Fucking. That's it.
Hmm.
Now all of a sudden I'm unavailable. Everybody wants to call me and talk to me.
Yep.
Nope.
That's how it goes. That's just how it goes.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
It sure is.
Godspeed.
It sure fucking is.
What are you doing this week?
What about cookies?
Exactly. That's what I was like. Have you ever had Crumble Cookie?
Yeah.
That place is fucking delicious. It's insane.
Yeah.
I think that's like my guilty pleasure now.
Really?
That and like Susie Cakes. Those are two.
Susie Cakes is fantastic.
Susie Cakes and Crumble Cookie. I'm like, this is insane. Oh, God, shit. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to talk about food. Oh, shoot.
Well, we already did. We were just talking about soup and shit a minute ago.
It's different. It's soup.
It still counts.
Soup.
Soup. And sourdough bread. So
that's,
you know,
right.
Yeah. And then your butter candle.
Yeah, we talked about food the whole episode.
That's all
you're
we
right.
do. Yep.
That's all we fucking do.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to like.
What are you doing this week?
I have a meeting tomorrow with my manager because I want to have a show. I want to sit down with him and be like, what do I got to do? Help.
So, oh, yeah. You want to do the like Nikki Does or whatever, right?
No, I want to have like a sitcom.
Oh. See, what's up?
What's up?
First, you weren't having a wedding on the beach. Now you are.
See, there's always been a wedding on the beach.
No, there wasn't.
There's always been a wedding on the beach.
Why were we looking at dresses with tulle?
I was talking to the lady, and she was like, oh, this is what I picked out for you. And I was like, all right.
And then it was on a stage.
I showed that lady that dress.
I specifically remember it being on a stage. I remember it, and me being, you were like, oh, it's good because the viewpoint. And I was like, I hope she doesn't slip, but I didn't want to say anything at the time. There was a whole stage that was involved.
I don't even remember a stage.
And now you were like, oh yeah, I want to do this show.
I want a sitcom.
Nikki fucking get taught how to do weird shit. And we came up with a bunch of ideas about what things to do.
That was like a
random. Now you're doing a sitcom.
I mean, that wasn't serious.
Do whatever you want to do.
That's a hosting job.
Anyways,
that was.
Are
like,
you going to write this sitcom? What's going on here?
I want to get my agent to link me with showrunners to like write it and pitch it for me.
So you want to write a sitcom and then be in it?
I don't want to write it. I want somebody to write it for me, and then I'm just in it.
Okay,
but I might have to write it. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I have to talk to him tomorrow at lunch and figure it out.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, yeah. Yes, I want to be like, Ryan was like, have him set up a meeting with Larry David for you. I'm like, I don't know if Larry David will meet with me. Like, what? Why would he meet with me? Like, he seems like he's pretty busy. He's like, why would he not? I was like, why would he? Again.
I don't know who Larry David is, so I can't tell you.
What? He literally was like the writer and producer of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
That's Larry David, the guy.
Oh, that's that guy.
That's the guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He was like, meet with him. He's Jewish. In television. You're Jewish.
And he was seems like you guys would hit it off.
Yeah. So we'll see. What am I doing this week? And then Wednesday, I'm filming with Brent. Nice. I don't know. And then I have a facial. Nice. I thought it was on Sunday, but it's on Wednesday, which is weird. I don't know why that happened.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, I'm filming. And then Friday, I'm leaving for
So you're going to have a facial and then film the next day?
No. It's... What am I gonna? My hands are tied.
Your hands are tied. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Because you have to pay her if you don't go, I know. And then you also want to look good. So there's that.
That's the thing. What happened? These mics really—they were good for so long. Hold the mic where you want it. Hold it where you want it to be.
It's fine. What am I doing?
Hold it where you want it to be.
I'm fasting. That's what I'm doing. And, shooting, of course, as always. Uploading, of course, as always. And I actually also need to get a facial. So maybe I'll do that.
You should. You're fasting all week?
Mm-hmm.
All week.
After today. After this chicken dinner I'm having tonight. Yeah.
Should I do it too? I'm scared.
I don't know. It said, for water fasting, though, 3 days seemed to be about as equally good for you as, 12. And then it was like, if you do it for 5, it's like, well, you get a little more out of it, but really just 3 is like it. It seemed like the best. Either that or you have to do 14. And I'm like, so 3.
So,
got it.
I don't know.
But I'm just going to try to go until probably Friday when I want to, do other things. Do other stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
So we'll see.
I'm just going to keep sucking down my.
And then I'm going to do calorie counting after that.
My magic mind and pray that I can focus and write for the next 4 days. By the way, guys, if you haven't ordered Magic Mind, 10 out of 10, highly recommend it. It's got all of your mushrooms, all of your chlorella, right? Did I just lie? What is it? What's in this that makes
chlorella.
It green?
Chlorella. There's a lot of things.
Chlorophyllin.
Shoot. Oh, chlorophyll.
Chlorophyllin.
Okay.
Chlorophyllin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lion's mane. All the good stuff that you need to focus and just feel good.
Yeah, I could take energy. This hard right now, actually. You're right. I totally have not it's had mine.
The drive.
Mine yet.
No, I'm going to need this for when I edit all of these podcasts after this.
It's yeah. Be so like, good. Just fucking work. Just yeah. work.
It always does. It's a spot.
Yeah.
It's like, and it also has like a little kick to it. So you're like, boom, I'm up.
It does.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Highly recommend it.
I do like the kick.
Use our discount code. Sorry, mom.
20.
It's in the bio.
You just get 1 month free.
1 month
for
free.
Three.
For
if you buy three.
We've lost it. You came up late today. Mm-hmm. I was not. I literally was ready at 10:30, even though I know you said that you would be here at 12:30. I was like, she's never.
You mean with that pillow?
Yeah.
You mean with that goddamn pillow?
Yes, the pillow. It was the pillow. The
fucking sound on this episode is trash.
It's just a nightmare.
Trash.
It was just this episode is just an absolute wash.
Trash show.
This is what happens. Yeah. It's a fucking shit show. This whole thing is a shit show.
I told
her
before this one, I was like, do you just want to like do it?
I was like, no, let's power through it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the best one yet.
Yeah.
Just like, it's like the whole thing is in and out. I'm sorry. Okay. We can call it soon. You know? Oh, we can just call it
now
soon.
That we've had like good now, vocals
now
for
that it's
5 minutes.
I need a producer or something. Gotta get a guy in here who just like wants to hear us talk for a while.
We need Tyler in here. He was gonna come up today.
Was he?
Then he can tell us stuff that's wrong.
Would he be
that's
a producer wrong. Does he want to be a producer on the show?
That's wrong,
Tyler. I'm
maybe
gonna pitch something to
he's
you.
A semi ghostwriter. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do together I end up talking
that's
about
true
on here.
That's true. I love that, Tyler.
Yeah.
come on through.
Come on
support
through.
Your woman. Yeah. She bought you a gold chain. What have you done for her?
Yeah.
What have you done for her?
For no reason.
I wonder.
You know what he did for me? Okay. He bought me Lululemon the next day.
Really?
And I told him the last time he bought me Lululemon, don't you ever fucking do that again. It's too expensive.
You literally bought him a gold chain.
I know, but
it's insane.
I know. It's insane. I shouldn't have done that. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess because it's like
but,
it appreciates the gold. You can
yeah, that's
kind
what
of
Tyler
justify
said.
It.
That's what he said too. And I was like, yeah,
Lulu
I don't know why I did
that.
This though. Lulu does not do this. And he bought me like a nice little fit, which was nice. And then but I think Lululemon being so expensive is just
it doesn't
bananas.
Make sense. Bananas. Doesn't make
you
sense.
You should not be this expensive.
I will say it like
it's
great
so
quality.
Soft.
It's great quality. You can wash it a bajillion times and it's
care.
Not gonna rip.
But I still, don't care.
I agree with you. I'm here.
I cannot believe it.
I'm here.
Also, did you know that he has like such the vibe? His stupid office. I was talking to him about his office the other day and I was like, you know what would be nice if like you should tell the people because he has a snack lady that like
what?
Yeah, there's a specific lady that like brings in specific snacks or not. He like they keep the snack area like filled with snacks. And like so, of course, he's like really good friends with her.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, you should tell her to put like bananas. I was like, wouldn't it be nice to just like be able to just like grab a banana on the go, you know? Like he's like, babe, we could buy bananas.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I don't want to buy a banana. I want there to be someone else bought this banana and I could grab it at any point I want, because when we buy a banana, even if we buy one banana, it's gonna be like, oh, not ripe, too
yeah.
ripe.
Yep.
Or like I'm not gonna want a banana anymore. But the fact that you and he was like, I have a whole fruit spread every day that I could eat. And I'm like, why are you working from home?
Yeah. Why does
go
he
to
just
work?
Yeah. And then take all the fruit and
he
bring it
does.
Home.
He does. He brings a bunch of shit home, but he's like, oh, I'll make sure to bring you home a banana. I was
please.
Like, okay. But like he goes and he like just pockets all these fucking snacks that they have. And then he like asks her, he's like, hey, you know, you should really start ordering this snack. I like it a lot.
Why don't you just tell the lady to order it and then bring it home?
They do.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he does.
So why would you get it?
Why? What?
Why would you order the snacks? Or
no, she does. Oh, yeah. No. He tells her about it and then she goes and gets all these snacks. They also have like a private chef in there for
what?
When companies come in. And then they have a private waiter who comes in and does stuff. And I'm like, go. If
go
I,
work,
I'm sorry. I like you
can
and all.
Can I go to work?
But I will. Yeah.
Can I
I'm
work?
Like, I'm going to go to your work. I want to work. And then they have like a private gym. And
what?
She's like, oh, nobody's ever at the gym. I'm like, You're dumb. You're idiot. You're so dumb for hiring? Being here.
I don't do anything.
I said that too. I was like, can I like answer phones or something? Yeah. And he's like, no. He's like, okay. They're my bananas. I was like, what about, could I be the snack lady?
Like, you could ask her to get any snack and she'll get it.
Yeah.
He's like a rock star.
I know. I know. And I'm like, and yet you're here with me. And we
should ask for like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like Japanese, like flavored, see what she can do.
Yeah. I don't know if she will get every single snack he asks for, but she has pull, or he has pull, you know what I mean? If he kept asking her, I bet you she'd get it. I was like, go get some coconut waters. Tell her to order coconut waters. Bring that shit home for me.
What do you need for the house?
Yeah. Some toilet paper.
Toothpaste.
Yeah. Clorox wipes. But I guess he did get bumped from that office. So he has one office and they bumped him to a WeWork recently. Oh. And he's like, this sucks. This won't do. Yeah.
Wait, now
he keeps dropping back into the other office.
They bumped him?
Well, there's just too many people in like that one area. Yeah, and since everybody like works from home anyways, like they come and go out of the offices. And so now they have both those offices. So now like, I don't know. But he's like, we have to go to the WeWork today. It sucks. He's like, but we can bring our dog. So that's super cool. I was like, okay, you're not bringing Louie, so yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's yeah. not a poor.
Yeah.
Bring him to your office.
Yeah.
Oh my God, where there's snacks. WeWorks are
weird. I think they still have snacks at WeWork, but I don't know.
Have you ever been?
I went one time in LA out of all places.
It's weird.
Yeah, weird. Weird vibe.
And it's like people that like, do you have a job? Do you really have a job? Or are you just meeting people here because you can't afford the Soho House? What's happening?
Yeah.
It's very bizarre. I don't know. I saw this kid.
I think the Soho House is really fucking weird, too.
Oh, it is. I ran into this kid, by the way, that I went to school with in New York at the grocery store by our house. He works at Soho House. Mm-hmm. Random. He was like, Nikki? And I was like, Andrew? Is that your name, I think? Anyway, he like made me feel like an absolute piece of shit because he's like, oh, this is like so good to see you. I was like, yeah, do you live around here? Like, you live in LA? And he was like, I've lived here for like 7 years. And I was like, okay. I didn't know that. And he's like, yeah, so I've been talking to like, yeah, I just saw XYZ and like they're doing this. And I'm like, are you like still friends with all of these people?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, of course. And I was like, oh really? My God.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a piece of shit. Why?
I don't.
Yeah. I was like, why? And then I was like, I'm trying to do things with people. So of course, like a fucking idiot. I was like, we should get coffee. And he's like, yeah. And then we set a date and a time and I fucking went and got coffee with this kid. And I was like, oh my God. If you're listening, nothing against you. I just, he's not listening. I hope he's not listening. Anyway.
Yeah, you didn't know his name, so let's hope he's not listening.
No, but he follows me. I was just like.
Yeah, I don't know why you go and get coffee with so many people. Even sometimes I'll be on the phone with you and you'll just be like, I'm going to go get coffee with so-and-so.
I'm trying to.
Stop doing that.
Well, I usually don't.
I don't know. I don't go get coffee with anyone. This is the only thing that I do.
Yeah, because nobody lives there.
I know, but
you're busy doing other activities. I don't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to hang out with my family and that's it. I even have friends that I would hang out with down there and I'm just like,
But
the people I'm friends with are the same people that are like, ooh, I want to hang out with you, but I don't leave my house. I don't know what to tell you.
It's also hard for you, though. It's like you're out there. It's a lot.
No, I live really close to a lot of like the other like, but whatever. I don't know. I just like to watch Netflix.
I do too.
That's what I like to
do. I don't feel the need
to bring in anyone.
If I did activities like you do activities, I would not be getting coffee with people. The problem is, I literally just sit here and I work all the time, and then it's the weekend, and now I'm just here.
I get the weekends,
and I go. All right, I should probably see somebody.
And me and Tyler. Tyler chooses to also work from home, and then we just have tiny at-home parties with each other.
I love that. I love
hence
this.
Hence, we get really sick of each other, and then I'm like, could you go to work?
Get some snacks.
Go to work.
I love this. I love that bring he has a snacks. Snack lady. I shot with this person the other day. He asked me to be in a sketch again. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone and work with new people. Mm. He had a makeup artist for himself.
Oh.
And I went,
really?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I went, huh. Okay. What?
Does he have really dark circle under his eyes?
He looked great. He looked like a guy. And I went, should I have this? Should I get a makeup artist? And then I was like, maybe that's my next step where I just like Once you get...
If you want a makeup artist, if you think you don't do your makeup well, then yeah, absolutely.
No, you know what happens is like, I just don't look in the mirror for like...
The whole day.
The whole day.
Yeah.
And then true. I go, oh, wow, that's something.
Yeah, that's... I get that.
If this guy has somebody like looking in the mirror and putting powder on him, I feel like I should probably do that, no?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe just a little bit.
But then you got to pay for them all day, and here's another person you have to pay. But,
I know.
I mean, that is nice. Yeah, why not?
But I feel like that makes sense.
I mean, don't buy a gold chain. Do that.
That's the thing.
For a couple months.
I wasn't going to do either.
Yeah, you know.
I know. But then it's like 4 days, and then I look like, is that going to up my views? Who knows?
I think it makes you feel better.
If I look better. That's I never true. Thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I never thought about
as well
it
as,
until
will
this
it
guy.
Make you feel better.
This guy had a fucking makeup artist, and I was like, "Good for you. It's good. Good." That's exactly what. All right. Shouldn't even give a fuck about me or anybody else. I was like, "Oh, this is just yours. This is your girl."
Huh?
Should I get that? And then I was like, "Man, when Sydney like." Has her baby and she's bored as fuck and she's just got this baby. I was like, I bet you I could like have her come up and just hang out and like just put like concealer on me for 4 days.
I can do that.
That'd be great. Yeah. Just work, bring the baby, just like gotta get out of the house, do something. I feel like that's
let me touch you up real quick.
You're just gonna be like, I just can't be home anymore with this fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be like, all right, bring him up. Yeah. Get the baby.
Yeah. Or Tyler could watch him. Fuck.
Yeah, Tyler, watch this. Watch this baby. Bring him to work.
My mom's trying to retire so that she can watch the baby.
Oh, that's a dream.
Not even pregnant, by the way, guys.
No, she's not pregnant.
Guys to know that.
Yeah, she's not pregnant. This is just future plans. We're just planning for the future of my makeup artist, my makeup life.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I do think my mom's like, oh. She said this today, by the way. She was like, I was watching. Sydney looks so beautiful in every single podcast. And I'm like, yeah, she does.
I do
not. No, that's what she said. She literally said that. She's like, she looks, she's photographs so beautifully. She looks so amazing on camera. And I was like,
thanks. But I thought the last like four episodes, I was like, I look
like
a whale.
No, and then she goes, and you like, you just don't try. And I was like, that's true. You're not wrong. Like, I really don't. But I was like, man, should I try? Should I like have someone on?
But you put makeup on.
I do. But
I just put makeup on.
Yeah, but yours lasts. Mine just goes away.
Yeah.
It just slowly. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, did I ever do anything?
I don't know about all that. But I mean, you could let me do your makeup one day if you want. I doubt you'll like it. But
your makeup
if you
great.
Did. Well, yeah.
I just need someone to like stand there and just be like.
Oh, like if I was doing touch-ups on your makeup, I could super do that for sure. But
I don't know if you'd want to. I'm just saying like in the future, if you're bored, I mean, you could do it now. I just feel like you don't want to do it. I don't want to offer you a position you don't want.
Maybe we make that our next podcast.
Yeah,
we'll do a makeup tutorial.
I love that.
Or not a tutorial, but I'll do your makeup while we just talk to each other.
Oh, that's a great
idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're...
So it's like one of those TikToks.
Ooh.
Except there's two people involved. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a makeup tutorial, but on just a regular makeup tutorial.
I don't know. You know, like on TikTok, people are... I don't even fucking have a TikTok anymore. But they're like... I'm at that age where like then it goes on Instagram and I see it.
Right,
and I
yeah.
I knew that was a TikTok.
Yeah.
But, you know, girls do their makeup and they just sit and shoot the shit while doing their makeup. It's not a tutorial. They're just talking.
Oh, really?
And telling a story while doing their makeup. Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know. I've seen it.
So, it's out there. I've seen it.
It was a thing.
All right. Fuck. So, yeah. I don't know.
I guess we could do that.
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we could. Yeah.
You know, it's an activity and we can't do the whole movie review thing. So
that sucks, by the way. I'm really pissed off that we can't do that. Yeah. We tried to look up how to do a movie review, but I guess we'll get flagged and then arrested.
You can't show the movie. The preview, so you guys won't know what the fuck we're talking about. That's why we can't do it.
We could literally just like watch it without sound and then like tell you guys like this is the movie that we just watched, the trailer for
that movie, but it's not gonna work real good because you're not gonna be also in tune with us with knowing what we were just talking about.
You're not gonna know what we're watching with
there could have been a different fucking commercial too for that movie that you like, you know what I mean, if they looked it up afterwards.
A different cut
of that trailer.
God damn it, I felt like I was supposed to watch I'm supposed to watch this movie that Brent told me to watch.
You should watch Glass Castle. It's good.
It's called... This is my fucking text messages from Brent's. I was like, I have a facial I have a meeting. I didn't want to tell him I had a facial I couldn't shoot. I was like, I have a meeting from 12 to 1:30 in Koreatown. And he literally goes, are you building a mall with a food court? Why? Who has a meeting for an hour and a half in Koreatown? Unless you're building something elaborate. I was like, oh my God.
That didn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, Brett.
He said a 3-hour meeting. What the fuck are you doing? Planning the apocalypse? Building a mall?
Oh.
Saving the whales? Are you building a mall with a food court? I can't have a fucking meeting.
Well, a 3-hour meeting is really long, yeah.
It was a facial. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want him to be like, you could cancel it. It's like, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah, it's not how this works.
All right, where the fuck is the name of this movie?
It's called... by the way, will you just like just drop... I don't know if I lost my dry oil from her.
Dry oil?
It's dry oil, yeah. Will you just like maybe ask what dry oil she recommends and she'll show
it
to you?
What is dry oil?
I don't know. It's this fucking oil she started making me put on my face since I started.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Have you seen this?
No, it's a really long name, though.
Yeah.
What's it showing on? Let me see it.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. I haven't seen it, but this is what I'm supposed to be watching next.
When? Like, what platform is this on?
I don't know. I think it's on Amazon. It's on Apple TV, Google Play.
What about this text before the fucking movie sent?
What does it say?
did
I not tell you this?
Wait, no.
Oh my God. You guys, I have big news. I have big news. Okay, so I checked my...
And then you didn't message back about it at all, by the way.
I checked my DMs. Mm-hmm. This is right. You were... Okay.
Do you know that he lives right next to... In the desert?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
they're neighbors.
That's hilarious.
Fish. Yeah.
So I checked my messages, which I never do, and I go... Who the fuck is this? Prince of Gypsies with a like thing, and they messaged me that my own sketch back with the spiritual people.
Oh.
And they're like, I'm dying laughing. You are fucking hilarious. Oh my God. And I click on it, I'm like, who is this? It says like 10.4 million followers. I'm like, who is this person? Jason Momoa. And I was like, and then it goes, follow back? I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, Aquaman. And so I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I like messaged him back. I was like, oh my God, Jason Momoa, like JMO, big fan. I was like, thanks so much, whatever. And then I was like, super weird. I was like, means so much coming from you. And then Brent's like, ask him if he wants to do a sequel. And I was like, let us know. Like, if you're down, like, let me know to do a sequel. And he's like, I'm super down pending, like, I'm available, which I'm pretty busy because I'm Jason fucking Momo. And I was like, there.
Yeah.
But, like, you just tell me when you're in town. I'll have everything on standby for you, JMO.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's why Brent texted me and said, see if Jason Momoa is still down to be in the sequel. I can't, like, heckle this guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jason Momoa. He's busy. He's Aquaman.
Yeah.
But isn't that so funny?
That's really funny.
It was really funny. I was like,
yeah.
And then I walked in the door. I like screamed it at everyone. And then I told my cousin who told my mom, and my mom called me and she was like, I heard that Jason Momoa wants you to be in his next video and in his next movie. And I was like, that's not
how that story
went. Which is like so annoying because now like what actually happened is just sucks compared to that. So I'm like, that's not what happened. No, like he just saw my stuff and like said it was funny. And my mom was like, oh, huh.
Nice.
And I'm like, all right, I gotta go.
Yeah. Like, way to ruin this moment, Mom.
You don't even know who this is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he's a fan. It's not a big deal. Barb and Marge go to Vista Del Mar. I gotta watch this.
Well, would you click on it and see what it takes you to?
Do you want to watch the trailer before we leave? You can't watch it with us, guys.
No, I just want you to see what it's playing on.
I just told you. It's on,
I don't remember,
Apple TV. You gotta like watch it on all the things. I don't know. It's gonna flag us if we watch this.
Don't watch it. I just wanted to know when it was on. That's
By the
all.
Way, can we talk about like trailers? How sometimes it's just like, I've seen enough. I can watch the trailer for something and be like, yeah, I get this. I know what this is. I don't need to watch the whole movie. No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, I get it. I get where you're going with this, and I don't want to do it.
I've seen it. Yeah. You showed me all that I needed to see.
Yeah, or when that's you watch a trailer and they put all the good shit in the trailer, that sucks ass. I like watching movies even without the trailer. Like that's a fave. Or I just start like the very beginning of the trailer and I'll be like, that's enough. Yeah, I got it.
I'm interested.
I don't want to be told most of it. No. Just I want to be like, am I going to kind of like this? Is this the vibe or not?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, good.
I understand.
Good
that.
To go. I'm excited about this. I don't want to know much more.
Don't tell me anything else.
Yeah. Unless it goes to tell you this is going to be wildly emotional. Tell me that.
Right.
Did you see the Tron? No, what is it? It's not Tron. It's this car video game that apparently they did like years ago or something. I guess they still have this video game.
Who's they?
The video game people.
Okay.
That make video games.
All right.
There's a car racing video game.
Okay.
And they made a movie about, and in real life, that these kids will become car racers and they have to go through like learning how to race cars and stuff because it's supposed to be like a car racing simulation.
Say car race one more time.
I'm not explaining this well, but it was a really good movie. I'm sure Ryan will know what I'm talking about.
A car racing movie.
A car racing movie.
About racing
cars. About racing cars that originated from video games somehow.
A car racing video game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna Google that and see what comes up because now
it's good, this movie.
Car racing
video game.
Movie. Video game.
Yeah, just all of those words right there.
Gran Turismo.
I think so.
It's gotta
know.
Be.
I don't know anymore.
Gran Turismo.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be that.
It's great. It was a really good movie. Speaking of emotional things that aren't too emotional.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna have to check this out now. Gran Turismo. I thought you would really be like, that's it. And you were like, could
I don't
be.
Really remember.
I don't know. It's about car racing and car racing video games.
Yeah.
That's all I have for you.
Yep.
You figure out the rest.
All right. My brain's broken. I'm all done. Right.
I feel like we're done.
Goodbye,
now.
Guys.
If this, I hope.
We're done.
Fucking call it. All right. We love you. We'll see you next week.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.